After reading, watching, and listening to news out of Afghanistan for the past 12 years, poet Tess Taylor says she's finally found a book that offers a rare, deep glimpse into Afghan lives. It's a collection of poems, a form called Land Days, translated by Eliza Griswold with photographs by Seamus Murphy. The book is called I Am the Beggar of the World. Here's Tess Taylor.
A land day is a 22-syllable couplet, a kind of folk poem, perhaps dating back to Persian caravan traders. Land days are traditionally recited by women, and they're essentially campfire songs. Even now, these rhymes have a certain call and response quality. Like any folk form, they can be remade along familiar lines, either riffed on or composed newly. Women sing them in private, at wedding parties, or in clandestine gatherings. They use them to express longing, separation, grief, or desire. And in a culture where women are deeply sequestered, reciting land days is one way of naming subversive feelings while also disguising them, of revealing oneself while still hiding behind the veil of a poem. Because in Afghanistan, open romantic love is discouraged, some poems call out to unseen lovers. Your eyes aren't eyes, they're bees. I can find no cure for their sting. In others, a woman tries to find a path to her beloved. May God make you into a riverbank flower, so I may smell you when I go to gather water. Still other land days comment on the position of women in Afghan society. When sisters sit together, they always praise their brothers. When brothers sit together, they sell their sisters to others. And land days reflect a place that's been at war for so much of its history. Who will you be but a brave warrior, you who've drunk the milk of a Pashtun mother? These songs feel both anonymous and universal. Griswold has gathered them from women in villages, women who call into a secret poetry telephone group, women who've recorded other women's land days on cell phones. The poems are arranged sparely, sometimes alone, at most three to a page. Alongside them are rich photographs by Seamus Murphy, photos in which the faces of women mostly do not appear. The book also reminds us how much we aren't seeing. Griswold includes commentary, not to each land day, but just to a few. She reveals how land days today are changing. There are now land days about Facebook, about hating American soldiers instead of British ones, land days about losing a son to drones. One new land day reads, "Darling, in America, the river isn't wet. Young girls learn to fill their jugs on the internet." The poem Griswold has chosen for the title is particularly haunting. Recited in a refugee camp, it reads, "In my dream, I am the president. When I awake, I am the beggar of the world." The songs reach out beyond ancient caravans and into our troubled today. Through them, we register the hopes and disappointments of women's lives. In them, we glimpse some inner chamber.
That's Tess Taylor reviewing the book I Am the Beggar of the World, Land Days from Contemporary Afghanistan. It was translated by Eliza Griswold and includes photographs by Seamus Murphy.